Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
All right, we have some wild news breaking out in Congress, and I can't think of a story that more perfectly illustrates the way that Republicans in power will use said power to protect men who have committed wrongs against women. In the midst of the Epstein scandal that Speaker of the House Mike Johnson and Donald Trump fought so hard to cover up, we now have another scandal breaking out as a Republican representative named Tony Gonzalez, who serves the 23rd District of Texas, a Republican. He was caught pressuring an aide into sending him naked photos. And now, multiple women on the Republican side, like Lauren Boebert and Ana Paulina Luna, are saying, this guy has got to resign immediately. This is disgusting. This is an insane abuse of power dynamics. And this man is a disgusting, despicable creep. And guess what? Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is protecting him. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson was directly asked about this, and in a clip that I'm about to play, he begins to defend him. It is so stunning and disgusting because just a year ago, I guess it would be a year and a half ago, the same thing happened with Matt Gaetz, who was a Republican representative from Florida and was caught paying underage girls, like 16, 17-year-olds, off a string of underage girls to get them to do drugs, to pressure them into having sex, when he was in his late 30s. And this was proven by a probe, an investigation into him. But that investigation, it was halted. It was stalled. The findings weren't released because of guess who? Because Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, the same person who was trying to block the release of the Epstein files until Ro Khanna, Thomas Massie, and a few other key representatives had a bipartisan goal to force it on the House floor with a discharge petition. That discharge petition subverted Speaker of the House Mike Johnson's power, and now we're here. This is so incredibly disgusting, and let's just start from the beginning. So these texts leaked. Representative Gonzalez says, then send me a sexy pic. That is what Representative Gonzalez of Texas's 23rd District sent to one of his aides. Then send me a sexy pic. And she said, I swear on my life. I swear my life has been a telenova for the past 7 days. You don't really want a hot picture of me. Yes, I do. Then there's a gap. He says, hurry. And then they say, is this a test? No, I just don't like taking pictures of myself. Then he says, I'm just such a visual person. This is an abuse of power dynamics from a representative. Lauren Boebert then says, Representative Tony Gonzalez, resign. Resign, 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 as Julie Grace reports. The texts also indicate Gonzalez sought explicit photos from his former staffer, which she pushed back on. This is when MAGA lady lawmakers blasted the colleague and said he should resign. There's a lot more to this story that I want to report because the sickening part is the aide that this representative pressured then killed herself. She committed suicide. Not even a Trump endorsement could silence these fired-up females. Some of the MAGA ladies in Congress have a message for their Trump-endorsed colleague. Resign. Ana Paulina Luna, Lauren Boebert, and Nancy Mace, all lawmakers that are Republicans, publicly condemned a Trump-endorsed lawmaker, Tony Gonzalez, after a series of newly released messages between him and his one-time regional district director, Regina Ann Santos Aviles, revealed the MAGA Texan pushed for a picture and then sent a series of sexually explicit texts despite her warning that he was going too far. Santos Aviles, the woman, was 35 years old when she set herself on fire outside her home last September, leaving behind her 8-year-old son. Quote, the entire Texas delegation, as well as every single other member of Congress, should be condemning a sitting member of Congress asking for explicit photos of their staff, Luna wrote on X on Monday. As a woman, this is really disgusting to see. Not to mention, it brings dishonor to House of Representatives. I am so sick of people not calling this crap out, she continued. She added that it was not the only case of this crap up here, and he said, shame on you. As for Boebert, she just said, resign. Later on Monday, Nancy Mace wrote on X, a young woman is dead. Regina Santos Aviles took her own life. The allegations against Congressman Tony Gonzalez are deeply disturbing. A sitting member of Congress accused of soliciting explicit photos from a staffer and subjecting her to graphic sexual texts. And you know what? When Marjorie Taylor Greene was in Congress before she resigned, she cited one of the reasons she was uncomfortable as Speaker of the House Mike Johnson being super misogynistic, creating a work environment where women were always just put second, were secondary, and were treated as objects. And now he is covering up for yet another sick person. How many sick people is Mike Johnson going to cover up for? Usually as people from Florida, like Epstein, like Matt Gaetz. We have that James Fishback guy. We have Donald Trump. Now we have Tony Gonzalez. We cannot forget this one. Take a listen. And like, you know, it really fits into the broader pattern of what's happening with the Epstein files being covered up and then being released. It's just the power structures that exist allow men to cover up their abuses because they have a disproportionate amount of power. We see it from Mike Johnson covering up the abuses of Donald Trump and of Matt Gaetz and of Tony Gonzalez.
Mr. Speaker, why should Tony Gonzalez resign given these very serious accusations?
There are serious accusations, and it must be taken seriously, and I've told him he's got to address that with his constituents, and he's in the process of doing that. It's my understanding there's an investigation in the state of Texas on these matters and has been going for some time, and the Office of Congressional Conduct has been reported. They've been looking at it. All of that was news to me. But I think, as in every case like this, you have to allow the investigations to play out and all the facts to come out. You know, I've been intellectually consistent about this. Whether you're talking about Republicans or Democrats, you have to let the system play out. If someone, you know, I was against, for example, the expulsion of George Santos a while back because he had been accused of a crime and indicted but not found guilty. If the accusation of something is going to be the litmus test for someone being able to continue to serve in the House, you'll have a lot of people who would have to resign.
Okay, there's more to the clip, but a few things just to debunk his idea that he's waiting for the investigation to play out. When the investigation into Matt Gaetz was playing out, he tried to stall, stop, and hide the results of the investigation. So he doesn't actually care about the results. He's just using that as an excuse. Secondly, when Renee Good and when Alex Preddy were shot by ICE agents, who were the first people out there defending those ICE agents? People like Kristi Noem, Stephen Miller, who was silent and just played along with Stephen Miller and Kristi Noem. Mike Johnson, he didn't care about the results then. He didn't care about the investigation then. He will jump to conclusions when it serves his interest. He will stop the investigation when it serves his interest. Then he comes out there like a slime ball and covers up for Tony Gonzalez in a similar way as he covered up for Epstein. Like, look at these texts. There are other texts here. And like, this is going to be some sensitive stuff, but Tony Gonzalez, a Republican representative serving the 23rd District of Texas, sent to his aide, anal, question mark? She said, never. That was in 2024. She committed suicide in 2025.
Be removed or expelled from Congress. So I think you got to allow this to play out. I think it is very serious. The allegations are clearly very serious. And Tony Gonzalez will address it. I think he will.
There's one more aspect to this, which kind of explains why Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is so squirmy. The Republicans are only up about one representative. If you've been watching the Adam Mockler channel for a while, which, by the way, make sure you drop a like and subscribe to help boost our pro-democracy message. It genuinely means the world, and it's the best way to break through and punch back against MAGA. But if you've been watching this channel, we have repeatedly talked about how Speaker of the House Mike Johnson's majority in the House has been dwindling. Right now, it's like 217 to 214, meaning if this guy resigns, it would be 216 to 215. They quite literally only have a 1-2 seat majority. And that's because in January, Marjorie Taylor Greene, a Republican representative, resigned her seat. That same night, a Republican representative from California named Doug LaMalfa passed away, which is very, very tragic, but it gave the Republicans the thinnest majority ever. And I kept saying, like, God forbid somebody passes away or some tragedy happens or some like scandal breaks out, but that would lead to a Republican majority you know, becoming a minority before the midterms even happen. And we are so close to that. So that's why Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is panicked, trying not to cede any ground on this, while even Lauren Boebert is like, resign. They don't want to be in Congress. They don't want to be sitting and voting next to somebody who is just a disgusting freak. They don't want to be at the State of the Union tomorrow, sitting five seats away from someone who's a freak when Nancy Mace herself has been sexually assaulted. The South Carolina lawmaker went on. This is Nancy Mace. Quote, this is an abuse of power. Congressional staff serve their country. They should never have to endure predatory behavior from the people they work for. Congressman Gonzalez must address these allegations and resign. Santos Aviles took her own life in September after her husband, Adrian Aviles, learned of her affair with her boss. Now the widower is going public with his late wife's text to push back at Gonzalez, who has dismissed the situation as blackmail meant to unseat him. Holy shit, this is actually insane. A text thread shared with San Antonio News shows that Gonzalez said, send me a sexy pic. Santos Aviles responded and said she had a rough week and said, you don't really want a hot picture of me. This is just so, this person was having a rough week. This is a human being who is having a rough week. We've all had a rough week. I had a rough week last week, to be honest. And her boss, the person who has the most power over her in the world, who could fire her, ruin her life, destroy her life, blackmail or whatever, is asking for sexy pics. This did not dissuade Gonzalez, who wrote back, yes, I do, and then hurry. The congressman continued to press Santos Aviles to sext him, the Express News reports. He asked her what her favorite sexual position was, described one he wanted to try with her, and even asked, after her initial refusal and warning that this is going too far, boss, he still asked, what do you like? Santos Aviles did not have a college degree and still began working for Gonzalez in 2021. A former aide to Gonzalez alleged that the politician did nothing when he was informed of the declining mental state of Santos Aviles. Not everyone in Congress had such harsh words for Gonzalez, who was married with six children. House Speaker Mike Johnson, for one, was uncharacteristically tight-lipped when he spoke to reporters.
Congressman, I didn't see Danielle Ebar. I'm with KSAT. We've been trying to get a hold of you multiple
times. It's Veterans Day. I hope you're talking about veterans.
This is Gonzalez being interviewed.
My veteran stuff? If you're not, you should be talking about it. It's a beautiful Veterans Day here in San Antonio.
Trying to reach out
please.
F this manipulative asshole. F this guy. He's trying to bulldog his way through this interview. In December, a New York Times report detailed how four Republican congresswomen, Luna, then Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, Elise Stefanik, and Nancy Mace, lost faith in Johnson's leadership. Greene cited weak Republican men as a part of her motivation for resigning from Congress, which I think I mentioned earlier. Mace then said, women will never be taken seriously until leadership decides to take us seriously. I'm going to leave it there. Subscribe for more updates. I'll see you all later, and peace out.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operate. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21+.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.